You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
The Clement Maniatela Show.
Let's walk the talk.
So, I want us to pick up a discussion that we started yesterday. It really was concerning to a lot of you about fake negative COVID-19 tests and possible fake COVID-19 certificates. They're being sold at our borders, these negative tests that are fake. And we realized during the 702 open line yesterday that the situation is so bad that even honest travelers who produce genuine negative tests at bus stations are being bullied into buying fake ones, or else they're not allowed into those buses. Some people are frustrated at borders as well. And I even got calls yesterday from some government officials that are concerned, who were listening to the show. And what we did is we sent them the podcast to yesterday's open line. And I want us to know how they're sorting this out. How rife is it really? Because some listeners were also even mentioning places where this corruption takes place, and that sometimes the police are there, but there's not much that they're doing. And like I said earlier, if we don't root out this kind of corruption and fraud, we're not going to win our battle against COVID-19. So the sooner the authorities deal with this, the better. Let's start this discussion with Melanie Volmerans, who is a project manager for EVDS at the Department of Health. Melanie, thank you so much for making time. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for the invitation, and good morning to all the listeners.
As the Department of Health, are you aware of, let's start with the negative COVID-19 fake tests that are being sold at bus stations, people traveling to some of our neighboring countries, and even being sold at some of our borders?
So maybe I just need to give some context. So the message that I received was to talk about the vaccination certificate. I'm not necessarily working with the test certificates, so it's going to be difficult for me to respond on questions as it relates to test certificates. But I can talk around the vaccination certificate.
What have you picked up about the vaccination certificate?
Okay, so from the EVDS the program, we've got a email address, evdsfraud@health.gov.za, and we've received numerous emails there with regards to concerned individuals and citizens around companies and organizations that's actually selling fraudulent vaccine certificates. We've also been made aware through other means by the public around us, and we have escalated all of this to the investigative authorities in order to be able to get to the context and the back of that, and to actually deal with that in that context. So in terms of the vaccine certificate, the way we've launched it in the beginning of October was, we did indicate that it's a phased-in approach, and that the first one was merely giving a digital version of your current vaccination card, so that you also have an additional proof of vaccination. And as the process unfolds for the vaccination certificate, we will then put in more securities. We have released another version, and next week we will release another version. So from the perspective of the vaccination certificate, we are putting quite a number of securities in place, which then the onus is on the individuals that needs to verify the certificate to ensure that they verify the validity of the vaccination certificate through the system, so that they can only then work with valid vaccine certificates.
And what are some of the security features? And are you confident that we've got systems in place in the various institutions to verify the validity of these certificates?
Okay, so like I said, this is sort of the version that will go live most probably next week if everything goes well. Technology is it's difficult. You make a commitment for a date and then we've got load shedding, or we have some or other blackout or something happens. So the version that will go live next week, any third party that would like to do the verification, they will then have the getting the guidelines in terms of how to do that.
Okay, but what distinguishes the fake from the real ones?
So I'm not going to give you, I unfortunately can't give you the security measures, because that then opens it up for fraudulent activities. However, if a third party, so any organization, would they can use any cell phone, Android phone, they would scan the QR code and it would directly link up with the system, and they will get a message back to indicate if this is a valid vaccination certificate or not.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, just the last point is, obviously we all need to be responsible, and it's a societal issue. It's not necessarily a Department of Health issue. And we all third parties need to then make their own rules also, and say that you have to have your ID and your vaccination certificate, because obviously you need to confirm that the minimum identity information that's on the vaccination certificate, and that you will receive back as a validity, that you can confirm that it's indeed the person that's carrying the vaccination certificate.
Oh, okay. And then in terms of what's happening, I don't know, maybe I missed it when you responded in the beginning. Have you picked up any trend, though, where these fake certificates are already being produced? Is that something you've picked up?
We have picked up two incidences, which have been...
Two incidences.
Two organizations that is... advertising for fake vaccine certificates, and this has been escalated to the investigative authorities. Yeah.
Mm. All right. Thank you for making time.
To say is that the listeners and the public, if they could please, if they pick up any of these, even if it's suspected fraudulent activities, that they use the email EVDS. fraud@health.gov.za. I have individuals that's monitoring that email address, and then we can immediately intervene so that we deal with these accordingly. And then the last point that I also want to make is that in next week we will also make available now a mobile application on Google Play Store, so that it makes it much easier for individuals to download their vaccination certificate. But it's a process that's unfolding. It's a complex environment that we are operating in, and we are listening to what the feedback from the public and the interviews that you as the media are doing and informing us, and so we improve as we move forward.
Okay, look, thank you. Thought we should bring you on. Just again, that email address is evds.gov.za.
Fraud.
Or EVDS fraud.
Yeah. EVDS fraud@health.gov.za.
Okay, at health.gov.za. So if people are picking up any fraudulent activity, that's where they can. All right. Melanie, what I'll do is maybe take a few calls if our listeners have some questions before I let you go, because I see some may have some questions on how you're going about ensuring the validity of these certificates. If you are picking up any fraudulent activity, please, let's all be responsible, right? As individuals, we want to be together in our fight against this virus, in our fight against corruption. So if you pick up any fraudulent activity, don't just look the other way. Email evdsfraud@health.gov.za. Let's take Mike, who's calling us from Cape Town. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Clement. How are you?
I'm okay. Good. Go ahead. What do you want to say?
All good. So, look, what I've noticed is with the government QR codes on the version 1 of the certificate, it's not compatible anymore. People have to download the second version of the certificate to verify that QR code. So the QR code in itself isn't so secure. I mean, we made the website to put the certificate on the Apple wallet, and it took us like a day to do the QR code and then a week to build the whole site. So that's the first thing. The second thing is once you're on the system, you're on the system, and you can pay. I spoke to someone 2 weeks ago who's not going on. He doesn't want to get vaccinated, but they know someone, they're going to pay $3,000 to get on the system. And it doesn't matter. Once you're on the system, you can get any vaccination certificate you want, in essence.
Okay. Ooh, all right, Mike, calling us from Cape Town. I'll get Melanie to respond to that. Christopher, what do you want to say? You're in Roodepoort.
Yes. Hi, good morning, Clement. Hi. I've actually used this system, and I'll tell you what, the way I see it, government will not find out. Because when you get to the border, you present your certificate, and they just look at the certificate, they look at the date, the time, and your passport, whether they correspond, and they give you back that certificate. There is absolutely no verification as to where that certificate comes from, who produced it. They just look, it looks like I had my test done at Lancet. They just look, okay, this document looks right. There is no way that they verify whether that thing is fake or not. So, and you go with the evidence. So how are they going to find out these certificates are fake? Because nothing stays with the officials that are checking.
All right, Christopher, thanks for your call. Melanie, your response to Mike and Christopher?
Okay, so I just need to, it's difficult for me to answer to the first question because I'm not sure to which system. I think it was Mike was referring to. Because it's impossible to capture a vaccination on the system by anybody. And remember, it's an integrated system. It's not just a matter of creating a QR code. And then when you validate that QR code, you need to, it will be verified against the record of the vaccination. So and the record of the vaccination, nobody can capture a record of vaccination on the system from the public, just to put that forward. So I think we need to look at the system end to end. Christopher referred to a test certificate. So at the moment, I can't talk about the test certificate. I can only talk about the vaccination certificate. But what we must remember is that we currently don't have any required rules in at the moment around vaccine, that you have to produce a vaccination certificate that needs to be verified. And that's why I'm saying it's an unfolding process. And we need to respond with the system as the rules gets defined. And that's what we are currently doing.
Okay. Let's take Taboho in Orchards. Taboho, hi.
Hi. I am vaccinated with the J&J. They gave me a piece of paper as proof of vaccination. I kept it in my car. I thought it was safe until I asked my son to wash my car. Now it's lost. I want to.
So that's the vaccination card, right?
Pardon?
You're referring to the vaccination card.
Yes, it's okay. Just a piece of paper, yes, that they have given me, yes.
And then your QR code was on that card?
It was on that card, so I...
And did you get an SMS, Taboho, after you were vaccinated?
No, not that. No, yeah. I didn't receive any SMS.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Melanie?
Yes, so we get many of those and we assist the public in that. So in that case, you've got two options. The first one is you could call the COVID-19 public hotline, 0800-00-2999. They might be able to assist you. Or you can send an email to EVDS queries. At health
www.health.gov.za, and then we can also try and assist you.
All right.
And basically, if we provide you with your vaccination code, you will be in a position to download your vaccination certificate, and then you've got proof of vaccination. And if you lost that vaccination certificate, you can download it again. And that's why we brought in the vaccination, digital vaccination certificate, because a number of our public and citizens complained that they have lost their paper card.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so the number is 0800-299-999 if you want to get your certificate, or you want to resolve that issue, or you can email evdsqueries@health.gov.za. That's the email address. Okay, Melanie, I'll continue taking calls. Thank you so much for making time. Melanie Volmerans is a project manager for EVDS at the Department of Health. But I'll continue with your calls on 011-883-0702 if you want to talk also about this fake negative COVID-19 tests that are being sold. We sent that podcast to the SAPS yesterday. They were quite concerned about what's happening at our borders and what's happening at bus stations. And they said they were on it, but they didn't avail themselves to speak to us on the show this morning. Home Affairs, we spoke to Njabulo Nzunza, who's the Deputy Minister of Home Affairs. He agreed that he was going to speak to us after 10 o'clock, but for some reason, he's not answering our call. So I guess we'll do work in the background to check how the police and Home Affairs, because those are the two key departments, right, that can help working together in fighting this kind of corruption happening at bus stations, at our borders as well. But they just didn't avail themselves to talk to us this morning, even though they expressed concern yesterday.